Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Dean. I had no idea Blue Bloods was on so many seasons now. This is an interesting story about this program.
Yeah, this the show's been on for, this will be their 14th season. It was just renewed by CBS, which is great for CBS. But apparently not so great for the cast and crew, because in order to get the show renewed, the cast and crew had to agree to a 25% pay cut because they had to cut costs on the show. So I guess they were saying that had they not taken those cuts, the show would have been canceled. So everybody, you know, said it's better to take a little less money, I guess. More than a little less. 25% is sizable. But to keep the show on the air, CBS hasn't commented. The stars of the show have not commented. But this show, Blue Bloods, will become the second longest running scripted series on CBS after NCIS, which has just renewed for 21 seasons. How about that? Boy, these shows have been around for a long time.
Yeah. Well, maybe this will give somebody in the music industry the idea, hey, maybe if as an artist I don't take quite as much money from my concert tour, and that way the price of the tickets can go down.
Yeah, there's an idea. Yeah. I just hope that nobody at WGN gets that idea. They can cut our salaries.
Heaven forbid.
In order to continue to lose this quality programming that Bob and I provide you every morning.
Katy Perry is doing something admirable. Tell us about this.
Yeah, she is giving up drinking. The American Idol judge gave an interview to People magazine and said that she has made a pact with her fiancé, actor Orlando Bloom, to be alcohol-free for 3 months. She has said that she hasn't had a drink now for 5 weeks. And her goal is to quit drinking completely at some point. So, you know, we wish her well. That's a good thing, you know, I guess.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And a good thing that Mark Hamill is doing, too, for Ukraine, right?
Yeah, I think this is kind of cool. Mark Hamill has provided his voice to an app that is being used by Ukraine's air defense system. So if there is a Russian attack in the Ukraine, this app goes off, and it's Mark Hamill's voice, Luke Skywalker, telling people to proceed to the nearest shelter. And then when the alert is over, you hear Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker's voice again, going, "May the force be with you." So even with all that going on, I guess, you know, a little bit of lightness in the middle of all that.
You know what? A little while ago when we were talking, we were having our daily conversation with Joseph Lindsley, who's in Ukraine. He mentioned the sirens going off and getting the alerts on his phone. I'll have to ask him if he gets an alert from Mark Hamill.
Yeah. I don't know if it's, if everybody gets the same alert or it's just, you know, certain members of, the air defense system. I wonder, though, if it's Mark Hamill speaking in English. I mean, most everybody speaks English around the world now, but shouldn't Mark Hamill be speaking in Ukraine? In the language of the
you'd think that would help
the people there. I don't know. Silly me. What do I know?
You know, with AI, you got that artificial intelligence for voices. You don't even need Mark Hamill anymore, do you?
Yeah, it just automatically translates. What would be cooler is to have like Darth Vader's voice.
Yeah,
something like that. That gives it a little gravitas. Although that is the dark side, I guess. I guess
Putin would represent the Russians. Yeah, Putin, right. Exactly. Yeah. All right, Dean, tell us about a happy Hollywood couple.
Yeah, we are always telling people about the Hollywood divorces and, you know, things that don't work out well and fights and lawsuits. And it turns out that it can work successfully. Keira Knightley and Kevin Bacon, Keira Sedgwick, rather, Keira Sedgwick and Kevin Bacon now have been married for 35 years. People magazine talked to them about the secrets to the success of their marriage. And Keira Sedgwick said, we have always been each other's biggest support and fans. And she says that being able to make each other laugh has been a key ingredient in the success of their marriage. And Kevin Bacon added, we're just a down-to-earth couple, nothing special. We like life's quieter moments together. We like going on, walks in the middle of the night. I don't know if I would want to do the walk in the middle of the night. Clearly, Kevin Bacon doesn't live in my neighborhood.
Well, but I'm glad to hear about that laughing business because Marianne is constantly laughing at me. So yeah. that's a good thing.
I don't think that's what she meant.
Oh,
exactly. Not the ridicule kind of laugh.
Oh, well, okay. That doesn't
count. Take it where you can get it.
We have some Brad Pitt news this morning, don't we?
Yes, we do. He has sold his home, the home that he lived in. I find two things very intriguing about this real estate deal, which I love reporting on. First, it's a mansion, of course. He has owned it for nearly 30 years. And so number one most interesting thing is this is where he and Angelina Jolie and their 27 children all lived before the couple split up in the year 2016. The other thing that I find really interesting about this, Brad Pitt bought the home from Elvira, the Queen of Darkness, you know, the famous horror show host.
Yeah.
She's like the the Svengoolie of Los Angeles, showing old horror movies. But Elvira owned this mansion and sold it to Brad Pitt for, I think it was $1.9 million is what I read. This was 30 years ago now. Brad Pitt sold it for $40 million. So
wow.
He made himself a tidy little profit on that.
Now I'll say, Elizabeth Vargas is someone we know around here. She spent some time at Channel 2, and now she's going to be on our company's news network, News Nation, isn't she?
Yeah, nice to hear. We'll be seeing her at the News Nation Christmas party this year. She's starting a brand new show that will premiere on Monday called Elizabeth Vargas Reports. She's an Emmy winner. She's the former co-anchor of ABC World News and 2020 and, you know, lots of big national accolades. She's an Emmy Award winner. I spoke to her yesterday and got a little insight into what her new show is going to be about.
Well, we are steering clear of opinion. I think that right now on cable news, there is a lot of opinion, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not what this show is. This show is about the facts. It's about the stories. I'm not going to tell you my opinion. I'm just going to do my job and ask, you know, tough, pointed questions of newsmakers and our insightful analysts, on all sides. So that's the biggest thing. The second part of it is that, you know, we as a network, but especially this particular show, are really aiming for what polls show is sort of the forgotten majority of viewers in the middle, people who are center right or center left and who are not the extreme right and extreme left that right now you see sort of where the loudest dialogue is right now on cable news. I think people really are hungry for something a little more centrist and something where we're not going to tell you what to think. We're going to give you all the facts and information and let you make up your own mind.
You must have certain areas of interest that you'll be focusing on during the show. What might those be?
Oh, I think it's really important to continue to shine a real bright light on mental health in America. Tens of millions of Americans suffer from anxiety and depression. We know there's a new CDC report out talking about the crisis affecting our adolescents and young adults. It is a huge issue. It fuels substance use disorder, which is another huge issue. And we know that more than 80% of Americans don't get any help dealing with these issues because of the stigma. And I think the only way we break that stigma is by talking about it. And I hope to talk about that on a regular basis because it's something that profoundly impacts tens of millions of Americans.
Now, she also, you know, when I go in for the hard-hitting interviews, I always ask for recipes.
Of course you do.
You know, just it lightens things up a little bit in the middle of a conversation. She gave me a great salmon recipe, and it said she's going to send me a pork chop recipe that her kids love. So in addition to having her on News Nation, I now have a new resource for some yummy recipes. So we'll share all that on my Sunday show. In the meantime, Elizabeth Vargas Reports premieres Monday, April 3rd, 5 o'clock Central Time on our sister cable channel, News Nation. You can go to newsnationnow.com/join us to find a channel which is in your area. And, of course, WGN and News Nation are both owned by the Nexstar Media Group.
And after she gets that first show out of the way, we're going to have her on here on Tuesday morning because I've got an idea for her for the new show.
Oh,
you know how politicians always dodge the question?
Yeah.
I talked about this the other morning here. And moderators, they try and they re-ask, but politicians from both sides of the aisle, they don't answer anything.
They're pretty good dodgers, yeah.
Yeah, and what I'm going to ask Elizabeth, the show's an hour long, right, that she's going to be doing. So what I'm going to ask her, I think it's an hour, but yeah. Okay. So she gets a politician on at the beginning, and then, of course, the politician will avoid a question. So I'm going to suggest, Elizabeth, keep asking the same question for the full hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, because the moderators, eventually they run out of time, and so the politician's off the hook. I'm going to tell Elizabeth, listen, this will be great. Everybody will watch. You will be known as the person who does not stop. And at the end of the hour, if you still don't get the answer, then you say, that's it. Get out of here. You're never coming on again because you never answered my question. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Oh, that's
Don't you think that would be a big ratings winner?
I like that. I had a similar idea. I like your idea better, but I had a similar idea where when they dodge your question, you have is it Nickelodeon when they slime people when they come
yeah,
on?
That's it. Yes.
If they don't answer the question, you drop a bucket of slime on them, and you keep dropping buckets of slime on them until they finally answer your question. But your way of doing this is much neater, easier on the stagehands for cleanup later on.
Yeah, less production involved. All right, we'll ask her about those ideas next week. Thank you, Dean.
She couldn't be prouder to be joining us.
Welcome to our company.
Right.